It's a problem speakers at Monday's press conference described as solvable, but fast approaching unsolvable.
Without real reform, rising pension costs are going to threaten key public investments in things like education and public safety and infrastructure.
That's David Drain, a senior researcher with the Pew Center on the States. He, along with a panel of state officials, made the case for adopting some or all of the recommendations made by a state pension task force. They include the elimination of automatic cost of living adjustments and placing new employees in what's called a hybrid cash balance plan, which would ensure a 4% annual return for employees, but also have them assume some of the risk for market downturns. Mayor Gray said Lexington's pension system currently accounts for 20% of the annual budget.
It's presenting a financial nightmare for Lexington.
Among the efforts endorsed by Gray was an option explained by Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher during an impromptu meeting of the mayors after the conference. A local sales tax option, which would allow citizens to vote on temporary tax increases to fund specific local programs and projects.
I think it's the right thing to do. Our city has seen other cities similar to Lexington. 70% of the cities in America have this opportunity. Some of them have done extraordinary, successful initiatives and projects as a result.
The officials hope events like Monday's press conference will put more pressure on the General Assembly to act during this year's legislative session. Josh James, WUKY News.